If a lake is not safe to be around, people are not going to come.
Frustration is mounting for business owners like Stan Grimm. His restaurant, Bem's Landing, is right on the south end of Grand Lake St. Mary's. This once bustling gathering place, which has been in his family since the 1930s, has been suffering for the last decade because of the toxic algae in the lake. Grimm says the source of the toxins can be traced back to local farmers.
Well, everybody has their own opinion. My opinion is until they stop the inflow of the nutrients, it's not going to get better. And so far, I haven't seen that happen.
The agriculture industry has been in the spotlight for years, since the surge of harmful algal blooms in Ohio's inland lakes and Lake Erie. When it rains, fertilizer and manure can flow off farmland and into streams that feed into these waterways. Those nutrients then become the main source of algae growth and toxins. State lawmakers have passed several bills to push farmers to practice good nutrient management. For instance, banning farmers from putting fertilizer or manure on frozen or rain-soaked fields. Brandon Kern with the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation says farmers are doing a better job at placing fertilizer and manure in the right places at the right time, along with taking other steps.
So we're working with farmers to make sure that they have the tools in place. You know, there are hundreds of thousands of acres across the state of Ohio that have been put into conservation measures, which we know based on the research that's being done by Ohio State University and others across the state that help solve the problem. And so we've got a lot of farmers taking voluntary actions to put in place those best land management practices as well, and that's really important.
But Adam Risen with the Ohio Environmental Council says that's still not good enough.
Toxic algae continues to plague Ohio's lakes and threatens our community's drinking water.
He says the laws that are in place, such as the Clean Lake Erie Act, regulate when fertilizer and manure can be applied. But, according to Risen, the best thing the state can do is to regulate how much can be applied. Risen says in this case, the main concern is manure. Fertilizer costs farmers money, so there's an economic incentive to not overapply. But when it comes to livestock farmers, the same can't really be said for manure.
They have it. They need to get rid of it. It needs to be utilized in some way. So there's an incentive to overapply manure, and the regulations allow for that overapplication. That's what we need to change.
According to Risen, Madison Lake in central Ohio, Tappan Lake in northeast Ohio, and East Fork Lake in southwest Ohio have all tested higher than normal for toxins. But Kern with the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation says it's going to take time to see results from the positive steps farmers are taking.
The issue in Lake Erie and Grand Lake St. Mary didn't occur overnight, right? It was kind of the buildup over time. And we're also dealing with some changing environmental conditions as well. So, you know, warmer summers, more intense rainfalls, which are going to have, we're going to have to change our agricultural practices. And quite frankly, there are a lot of other contributing factors, not just agriculture as well.
As for Stan Grimm at Bem's Landing, he says things won't get better until the large amount of nutrients stop disrupting the lake. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.